It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Good morning.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 317-239-1009.
I'm so worried this is something that will happen one day if Lindsay and I ever have a daughter. And I think I'll be in this mom's same position. A mom revealed online, kind of on a mom's forum, that she's considering removing her 6-year-old daughter's body hair.
Whoa, like letting her shave?
Shave or maybe nair or just something like that. Yeah, here's what's actually happening. She's got dark hair, which, as you know, anybody shows up way more than lighter hair. And it's on her lower back and legs, and she feels self-conscious. The girl does about this, the 6-year-old. The mom told her daughter, listen, everybody's different. Everybody is not the same. But now she's actually considering maybe removing it to help her out. The mom says, listen, I know this sounds ridiculous to even consider removing the hair, but, you know, I also want my daughter to make her own choices. The mom said she wouldn't let her do this unsupervised either. She would make sure that she is there and probably help her in the process, either with hair removal cream or, I guess, a razor. Maybe the mom would shave the leg. I don't know how else you really do that.
Ugh,
as a woman.
I hate shaving my own legs. That would suck, having to keep up with also shaving your daughter's for, you know, another 6 years.
317-239-1009. Should this mom help her 6-year-old daughter out? I mean, should they remove that dark hair on the lower back and the legs? What do you think, Alex?
I mean, I guess I probably would if it was that bad. I would probably not let her use a razor, but maybe nair or waxing or something like that. But I'd be explaining to her, like, look, this is a lot of responsibility that you're going to have to keep up with. As soon as now you're opening this door, you're going to have to, you know, every week you're going to have to deal with this.
Now, do you remember how young you were when you finally started shaving your legs or waxing or whatever you did?
Yes, I was in 5th grade.
Which would mean you're like, what, 10?
Yeah, 10 or 11.
Okay, so I mean, that is like 4 years kind of early. Is that too early?
No, I think that was when most of my friends started shaving, I think.
Michelle, what do you think about this mom who's got a 6-year-old daughter and she's got dark hair on her lower back and her legs?
Well, I mean, I think that she should always tell her daughter that she is beautiful no matter the length of hair on her body, because everybody is different. I think she's doing a good job, as long as, you know, she's teaching her early of how to manage it, because when she gets older, she's going to want to learn how to. But just keep telling her daughter she's beautiful. Like, my daughter's 9, and she was developing at 6 as well. And she was, you know, new to the change. But as a mom, you have to tell them, hey, you're beautiful, but you have to help them along the way. So I think she's fine.
So it's okay to let her shave as long as you're pumping up her self-esteem.
No. Not shave. Never use the 6 years old. No, they should not be using a razor. Like,
so
you can go to a store
and get some.
Yeah, nair, wax strips. I might hurt a little bit, but tell her, hey, pain is beauty. Beauty is pain.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, thank you, Michelle, for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. You know, I think about this too, Alex. We've talked about this, somebody that we both know. Like, what if you have a daughter that has kind of a mustache coming in? I mean, that's natural. Women grow hair just like men do.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll be
chin
waxing
hair
it.
Or mustache. You'll be waxing it?
Yeah, and I had to start doing that too in like 6th grade, so.
Really?
I know that my daughter's going to have it because I'm a brunette. So
yeah.
You always get that stuff when you're a brunette.
Okay, let's talk to Carrie on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this mom considering helping her 6-year-old daughter out who's insecure about her leg hair and the hair kind of on her lower back? It's really dark.
Society is tough enough. So I would probably end up helping her out because there's going to be other bigger battles that you'll want, you know, that your child to be secure about. And that's not one of them.
Or what if the mom just tells her daughter that she's actually part werewolf and that she didn't know how to tell her until now and that she needs to embrace her werewolf ways?
Yeah, I have 2 kids. Can't see that them not flying with them.
Okay, well, there's always that one. Thank you, Alex. That was really, really good.